Welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, coming to you from the National Farm Machinery Show, day number two, and Archie Oestreich joins us from John Deere. How are you, Archie?
Hey, Mick, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
No complaints. We've got rain and cold. It's a tough day to be a cow in Kentucky, I think, but we're inside at the National Farm Machinery Show at one of the Cadillac booths here, the John Deere booth.
Yeah, that's right. Today we're standing in front of our brand new industry exclusive 8RX370 that we've got over here at the show.
RX stands for what, or does it have meaning?
So RX is going to be the John Deere designation for what you could call a four-track machine. So previously we've had a 9RX, which is a large articulated tractor that also has four tracks on it. And this year, just a little bit earlier around that October time frame, we rolled out the industry first rigid frame four-track tractor.
Now, why? Is that probably because farmers are asking for it, or are there any features of the non-articulated tractor?
You know, I'll tell you what, it's funny, you actually mentioned it in the very beginning of the interview here, that we've got a lot of rain, we got a lot of cold and wet outside, and we've had the exact same type of weather up in the Midwest for probably the last couple of years. So we think the four-track tractor is going to be that kind of tractor that's going to get farmers in the field, even when the weather conditions aren't as good as they probably should, and that doesn't matter whether it's spring or fall. This tractor can get you in that field earlier and keep you out there later, regardless of the weather. The other part of it is, you know, we brought out this tractor because it really brings together the best of our wheel models and our two-track models. And what I mean by that is pretty simple. So two-track machines are fantastic for straight-line pulling power, but if you turn real hard at the end of the field, you get a little bit of soil disturbance. You get some berming, as we call it. And depending on how your soil conditions are, that can really be detrimental as we talk about yield. And then on the wheel machine side of things, you know, wheels are great. They turn well. They're very comfortable to ride in. But unfortunately, you really get some compaction going there when you've only got eight wheels on the ground and a fairly small amount of soil to tire contact. Well, the 8RX brings the best of both of those together by simply being, number one, you've got that straight line pulling power that you expect with a track tractor, and the lack of compaction you expect with a track tractor, and even more so than the two track, because on the four track machine, you've got more track to soil contact, meaning better flotation and less compaction, as well as that really solid grip that you're looking for in bad conditions. Now, on the other hand, because it's a four-track tractor and it still steers on that front axle, and because these undercarriages articulate, and because the axle can travel, it doesn't berm like the two-track machine does. It floats right across the top of that field very nicely, even when you've got a heavy load on the backside of it. So between that and being able to get in and out of the fields when you need to, that's where we think the advantage lies with this 8RX.
All right, it's the 8RX. We kind of kicked the tires, so to speak, on this one. Let's pop the hood now. What's under there?
Yeah, so under the 8RX 370's hood here, we've got a 9-liter engine, same engine that we've had in our 8RTs and our 8R wheel machines. Made a couple of changes, obviously, for the model year update, but yeah, we're going to have that 9-liter as we've had for several years. It's a workhorse, and it's been very reliable for us.
And a little decal on the side says the four models from 310 to 410 horsepower. Anything higher than that coming?
Well, you know, not as of right now. For this year, we brought our 8 series tractors at the very top model. We actually went from 400 up to 410, so we gave folks a little bit of a horsepower boost this model year. But you know how Deere is. We're always looking to see what's next, so we're working on some stuff.
Yeah, because most guys are going to be able to get by just fine with about 400 horsepower. Some in the Dakotas love the big, wide equipment and need a little higher, but it's a beautiful piece of equipment. As far as technology, what are the electronics in there?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, and we put a lot of emphasis this year, especially with this launch, on the technology piece of this particular tractor. So the first thing that I'll start with, and we kind of see it from where we're standing next to the tractor here, is that little yellow globe that's kind of peeking up over the top of the roof there. This is the first year that we've actually rolled out what we call an integrated Starfire 6000 receiver. So no doubt most people that are in the ag industry and most producers are familiar with the John Deere Starfire universal receiver that plugs into their equipment, helps guide their auto track and run other functionalities within the tractor itself. But this year we've actually got it integrated into the 8 series tractors, whether it be 8RX, 8RT, or 8R wheel machines. And that's never been done before. So what this allows us to do is, one, it allows us to not have to calibrate that receiver every time we move it from machine to machine, because it's integrated into the tractor. It already knows where it's at. Okay, it allows from a theft prevention standpoint, obviously it's part of the tractor now, so we don't have to worry about keeping track of universal receivers, and we don't have to worry about maybe somebody snagging a receiver off a machine that's just parked in the field. So that's where we really see the big advantages of that. And then from then on out, now whenever these tractors get traded in or they kind of go on to the second or third owners, that owner knows that they're already going to get a Starfire receiver with that particular tractor. So that was a huge part of the technology piece for us. We've got some other items like integrated front and rear cameras, as you can see right here on our 8RX. That was a brand new one for us this year, and from a technology standpoint, that really helps out a lot of our producers that are pulling into tight areas, hooking up to front implements, hooking up to rear implements, and items like that. So, another thing from a technology standpoint, we've really stepped well into the LED side of things now. You can still get halogen lights on here, but as you can see with the machine in front of me, I mean, we've got 22 LED work lights on this machine right here, and that is a massive amount of light, especially, like I said, because we've really stepped deep into that LED pool now. So just some good highlights from a technology standpoint.
Yeah, more efficiency and less at less power, right?
Yeah, there you go. That's exactly right. So it's
a great piece of equipment, brand new and kind of exciting. So can guys take a look? You got some videos on the website?
Yeah, that's exactly right. If you're interested in checking out the 8RX, we've got it all over Deere.com. All sorts of good information and specs for you there, good videos, launch videos and whatnot. I would also say check out the John Deere YouTube page because we've got some great intro videos for our new 8R tractors, 8RT and 8RX. And then finally, I would say stop in at your local dealer and see what they can do for you as far as these new tractors are concerned.
Okay, thank you very much. Archie Oestreich from John Deere. This is going to be an exciting tractor for all the guys up in the Dakotas and Minnesota. So thank you.
Thanks a lot, Mick. Appreciate the time.
You bet.